Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Jesus, from the very beginning and onset of his ministry, is trying to help us understand is his work, his life is essentially one of liberation and social justice.
Justice doesn't need an adjective. Justice is justice.
The good news of Jesus is defined by equality, radical equality and inclusion.
In biblical justice, the principal concept is not human rights. It's divine righteousness.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel. It's the Wretched Radio mail call delivery bag Q&A infotainment nationwide extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here!
This is Wretched Radio Los Angeles Air, I'm telling ya! I have the privilege of being at the memorial service of Dr. John MacArthur. It is taking place tomorrow, Saturday at 10:30 a.m. That would be your Pacific time. I've been told that unless you somehow have a way to finagle yourself into the worship center, you'll be in the overflow or outside. They're encouraging everybody to stream the memorial. It's going to be a two-hour affair. And I'm sure that it will exalt not John MacArthur, it will exalt Jesus Christ, which is exactly what a memorial should do. Wow, wait, hold on.
You good?
You're humongous.
Thanks.
What happened to the thing? Normally when I see you, you're like in a little tiny box.
Yeah, well.
Your head is like humongous.
Thanks.
It's taking you sound up like my entire screen.
I'm so sorry.
It's huge.
Yeah, things are different today.
Haven't you trimmed your beard in a while?
Well,
I can tell it's just a little bit. That's how close Jimmy is. It's like he's jumping out of my computer screen. You're not as tight with the beard as you used to be.
Well, I've got an injury that I'm dealing with right now. I'm always injured. I am always injured.
No, we're not. Okay. Tell him the tetanus story.
My dog ran. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I thought something was getting him, but he just ran across the yard as fast as I've ever seen the thing move. And I ran down the stairs. There's a loose nail on the deck right into my hand.
Went the nail. And what does that have to do with your unkept beard?
I can't shave. I can't shave with this hand.
Oh. We don't want to get the Band-Aid wet on that. When I was a kid, I jumped in. We discovered a fort. And I think that the rascals who built the fort, they had a defense mechanism. They actually had a board with a nail sticking up. Sure enough, I jumped down through the hole and that nail, it went through my shoe into my foot. And I had a board connected to I walked home with a board connected to the bottom. Clunk.
5 miles.
Clunk. Uphill.
That's
both ways or something. 877-282-2337. That is the number of the toll free. If you would like to text Big-headed Jimmy, it's humongous.
I'm so sorry.
Your head isn't actually that big in real life.
Well, I
don't have a tiny skull.
I'm telling you, you sound like Mrs. Hicks when you say that.
Says the man with the garbage can size head himself. You can text him. Just don't expect a reply. If you'd like to email, you can do that at idea@wretched.org.
All right, we're going to start with a question from Joy. Todd, I was wondering what your thoughts are on God speaking audibly to people. I personally don't know where I stand on it, but I've heard stories of people hearing God's audible voice and it leading them to repentance. Is it really possible for people to hear the voice of God today?
Well, I hear that people hear voices that aren't Christians. I'm not talking about people who hear voices. They've had those types of supposed paranormal experiences. I cannot let somebody's experience dictate my theology. That is to put the cart before the horse. I need to have the Bible define those experiences. And I think the Bible is really clear. In former times, God spoke to us through dreams, visions. You could even hear his voice. But now he's spoken to us through his son, and we have the totality of everything we need for life and godliness, and we don't need extra revelation. And people who claim to be hearing, whether it's audibly or they're just hearing God's voice inside of their head, that's like prophet territory. That's God speaking to a prophet to proclaim that word. That's like on the level of scripture. If God is speaking in that form, that's divine revelation. And it compromises what we call sola scriptura, that everything we need is in the Bible. God doesn't need to speak like, now, could he do that? Well, the answer is, of course he could. Does he? I can't speak for God. But what I can know is this. The Bible does not say that that is any sort of normative practice. That is indeed genuine today. We have everything we need in the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 really just puts an end to all of it. All scripture is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be equipped for 92% of everything he needs to do. No, everything. It's sufficient. And I would be remiss if I did not quote Justin Peters. If you want to hear God speak, read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak audibly, read your Bible out loud. And then send what you've read or heard to idea@wretched.org or text away to 877-282-2337.
All right, this is a text from Anonymous. Todd, what is your theology of wearing nice clothes to church?
Is that a new systematic theology category, wearing nice clothes to church? I'd first of all like to thank that texter for the present, because this is a subject that I think we should maybe give some more earnest consideration to. When you see a grown man in public, it's Wednesday, whatever day, it's weekday, and he's wearing a suit and tie, what do you conclude? Must be a big meeting. Maybe it's a really important job interview. In other words, it's something important. What does dressy clothing say? It says this is a big deal. And if it applies to job interviews, it most certainly applies to church. I have a buddy, and he never gets dressed up on Sunday morning. It's not that he's dressing down, but he's by no means getting dressed up. And one day I caught him out in public and he had a suit and tie. And I'm like, dude, you clean up real fine. What's going on? He said, I got a wedding. And I said, well, so what? Why are you wearing a suit and tie? And he goes, what do you mean, so what? It's a big deal. B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O. And getting dressed up for church tells God it's important. Welcome. I wrote that on the fly. 877-282-2337.
All right. This is from Michael. Todd, is it profitable to argue with other Christians about the earth being flat?
No. I see no profit in it. Now, if you want to have that conversation because it is a theological exercise, well, there's certainly worse things that you can talk about, as long as it's not contentious, as long as we don't start to, you know, cast shade on one another. Wow. Okay, Jimmy, please make a note of that, because every once in a while we'll say, well, but there's even more than tertiary. Like, what would be a tertiary issue? This would even be quadrary. The shape of the earth. There's just not a lot on the line. And you might say, well, Isaiah talks about the circle of the earth, and so it undermines scripture. Well, it's a difference of opinion about scripture, but this one should not be one that causes us to go to the mattresses. But I fear that it does. I know some people who are flat earthers, and here's what helps me with them. First of all, it's just a subject I'm just not that worked up over in the first place. But the people that I know that are flat earthers, I love them. I love them. So I don't care if you think that the earth is as flat as a nick. I don't care. It doesn't impact my feelings about you, my relationship with you. And if this is going to be something that causes a divorce between us, I ain't interested in that conversation. when we love one another, we can have conversations on theological issues. Go ahead, spend some time if you think it's beneficial to talk about whether or not Adam had a belly button. Okay, all right. All right, a buddy of mine, we were talking about when the devil was created. Now, I firmly believe it had to be creation week. And we were debating it. I'm actually not even sure what's, if he was just maybe just doing it, just, you know, kind of tangle up a little bit. But I think that he had to, because everything was created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then nothing could have predated it, because everything is, you know, everything, the heavens and the earth, that's including the devils. And by the way, Answers in Genesis, they have some articles on that subject. When did Satan fall? I think they think it was like days after the creed. Just did not take long at all. Nevertheless, whatever the timeline is on that, we sat and we kind of wrangled through that. And then when it was done, we went and got a waffle cone, because I'm not going to break up with you over a subject like that. So if you want to debate different theological nuances, that's cool. If it is for the purpose of sharpening, of my mind having to go everywhere in the Bible to pull verses to support my position and to be willing to have my mind changed, go ahead and do that if it can be done lovingly. And if it doesn't get you in territory where you are trying to discern the mind of God on a level that we just were not intended to inhabit, this is Wretched Radio.
Let me ask you something. How much time did you spend on your phone yesterday? Don't answer that out loud. It's probably pretty embarrassing for the both of us. But here's the thing. You're going to be on that thing anyway, right? So why not use some of that time for something that actually matters? The Fortis Plus app. That's right. It is packed with content that'll change how you think, how you lead, and how you live. Hundreds of hours of teaching from voices you can trust. Marriage advice that actually works. Parenting wisdom rooted in scripture and theology that connects your mind to your life. And get this. It's all free. Completely free. No subscription. No hidden fees. Just solid biblical content available whenever you want it. Plus, we're adding stuff every day, including my news feature that'll help you understand what's really happening in our culture through a biblical worldview. That's my intent anyway. Look, the world is trying to disciple you through your phone every day. Why not fight back with truth? Download Fortis Plus right now. It's free, it's powerful, and it's time to take back your screen time and use it for the kingdom. Fortis Plus at fortisplus.org.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Giffert wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like perspicuity,
the clarity of Scripture. God uses the text of Scripture to clearly communicate His character and will. God has not hidden His will for only the enlightened few to find. His truth can be clearly understood by anyone who reads His Word.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well, you think you know a guy. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy and I talking about the shape of the earth. Is it a circle? Is it flat? And then the subject of course, whether or not man actually walked on the moon or did NASA fake the moon landing came up. And to my surprise, Jimmy said,
I believe man walked on the moon.
But
I said it is a little bit ironic that we haven't been back since then. I do agree with it that it's ironic.
We're done. We're going to have to break up. Clearly, there's another one, isn't it? Did NASA fake the moon landing? And we Christians, we can get mad at one another over stuff. We're frogs in the boiling water. We are. We're just all so on the edge with one another, aren't we? That if a fellow believer or Jimmy believes that the earth, you're welcome for that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I just questioned your eternity. That wasn't appropriate at all. But if he believes that NASA faked the moon landing, I'm not going to, like, what? I'm going to get upset. What? Really? To fight over that? If you believe that NASA faked the moon landing, send it to idea@wretched.org or text away to 877-282-2337. Jimmy, I need to apologize. That cheap shot about whether or not you're a true believer.
Well,
I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
That was
wrong of you.
Thank you for saying that for me.
That's okay. You know, it speaks more to you. You're the one that hired me into ministry.
877-282-2337.
This is from Luke.
Okay, wait a second. And I'm just going to say it. And I couldn't be happier about that decision. How many years have you been here now?
Five.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I'll say it to his face. I'll say it behind his back. Jimmy is a massive blessing to this ministry.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm looking right at him.
I can't help it
because his head consumes the room right now. He's just a huge, but you have no idea how much he does. All of the great podcasts that we have here, he produces those. He does the voice on they're custom. It's not like he's phoning it in every single week. And by the way, if you do not take advantage of those podcasts, please go to your Spotify or Apple Google business thing where you podcast and start looking for the Fortis Institute podcast, Thrive with John Kratz, who, by the way, long as I brought up John, if you happen to be in Alpharetta, Georgia, Saturday, August 30th, Dr. John Kratz will be in the Wretched Studio. The Spirit-Filled Life, Power, Love, and Transformation. It's going to be, if you will, a treatise on the third person of the Trinity. And wow, could we use some clarity on that these days? That is absolutely free. You can sign up. You must sign up because it's a limited number of chairs that we've got. And you can look forward to sitting on this. I'm telling you, this is Guinness Book of World Record chairs for the most uncomfortable chairs you will ever sit in. They are backbreakers, I'm telling you. FortisInstitute.org/Holy Spirit. FortisInstitute.org/Holy Spirit. And then you can also go to FortisPlus.org if you want to see all of the different podcasts that are there. Brad Bigney, who, by the way, you know what I think about Brad Bigney now? He's like AI to me. He could take my job.
He could take your job.
He's way gooder. He's such a fine broadcaster, and I don't think he has a radio background.
He's just a natural.
He's just so good. So thank you, Brad, for filling in most admirably. But please, don't take my job. Just stay in Ohio and keep preaching, but just stay away from my microphone. All of the podcasts are at FortisPlus.org. You will be blessed because of the Fortis Fellows and our very own handsome Jimmy Hicks. Oh, boy. Getting gooey now. 1-877-282-BEEP.
1-877-282-BEEP. So I've got another gift for you, Todd.
Oh.
Another gift. This is from Luke, a text. He says, Todd, how long should elders serve? Should they rotate and let new men serve, or should they stay for a long time, like 5+ years?
The Bible doesn't say how many, but it is an appointed office. And some people make the argument that once you're an elder, period. But other good men would say, no, there can be term limits to it. I think it's up to each individual church. I did, interestingly, though, let me see if I can find that. I saw a statistic why so many pastors quit the ministry. And some of them were like, oh, no, that's a bummer. Like conflict in the church. COVID drove a lot of pastors out of the ministry. Here it is. I found it right here. A third of pastors say they leave ministry because of burnout. That is not good. Don't let your pastor fry. Get that man on a schedule. Work with him. I personally don't think a sabbatical is a good way to do that. Unless the guy is just totally baked right now. Okay, do a sabbatical. I don't think it's anti-biblical, but I don't know that any other job gets to take months at a time off just to recoup. Then get the man rested. And then the schedule needs to be studied so that he can work normal hours and not be totally toast when he comes home every day and just fried out and then he leaves your church. You do not want that. 18% cited conflict in the church. But here was the statistic that I thought was interesting. 40% of respondents cited a change in calling as the cause of their departure. A change in calling. That's interesting. How long should an elder be an elder? I wouldn't make a law where there is no law. I think that every church should sort it. Could it be for life? Yep. Could there be terms to it? Yep. What are the number of years that term should be? No idea. Jimmy, you got a strong opinion on that one?
I mean, I
think
it's...
Considering you don't think that man actually walked on the moon.
I did not say that.
Close enough.
Now, I think it's... I can go either way. I personally would prefer elders for life. I think that's what it is. I think that commitment, you don't stop becoming an elder.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's my...
Unless they kick you out.
Well, that's true, unless you mess up. I mean, but...
That's a different text altogether. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Peter. Peter from Minnesota. He says, Todd, how much demonic intelligence do you think is involved in artificial intelligence?
We've got to kind of parse that out a little bit. I suspect, like everything, the devil, he tries to get involved in the big movements and make a mess of them. And I think he's succeeding right now. Yes, 2 days. What day is it? We were talking about China building basically a robot womb to carry children. I'm sorry, that's demonic. Come on, that's really, really? We don't have enough sense to say no. Just no. Intuitively, wrong. So do I believe that AI can be used for something good? Well, of course it could be. Does the devil like that? No, because that produces human flourishing and he hates humans. Why? Because he can't get to us. I think it was Jonathan Edwards. There was, I think it was J.C. Ryle who said something like, if a perfect man walked the earth, we'd kill him. And then Jonathan Edwards said, if there were a perfect man on the earth, we would kill him if we could, but if we can't get to him, we'll get to his followers, which is why you get persecuted. The devil, he's not a threat to God. This is not some dualistic warfare of good and evil. Ooh, I wonder what side is going to prevail. No, God wins. The devil is God's devil. He can't get to Jesus Christ, but he can get to his Christ ones. And if he does that, by degrading things that could be good to disrupt human flourishing, he does it. He's involved. Think of all of the big institutions. Think of the political realm right now. I'm sorry. I don't want me to sound like a crackpot, but it's demonic what is going on. Science, it's what we're trying to do to what we're doing to boys' bodies because they think they're girls and what we're doing to girls' bodies because they think they're boys. I'm sorry, that's demonic. Well, who else gets credit for that? Jesus? Of course not. I know they're responsible for their own decisions, but that is just evil, wicked thinking. Education system teaching children about acts that only married adults should be privy to? Really? And then keeping things from the parents? What else do you call that? So why would I think that if the devil, if he's involved in all of those realms, why wouldn't he be involved in technology? Why wouldn't he be involved in, how's about just machinery? Not just technology, but just the industrial side of the world. He corrupts everything. So is AI demonic? Not all parts of it, not all aspects of it. But I think we can safely say he's definitely involved, which means that if our enemy, the devil, is involved, we better have a strategy and figure out how we should be using that bad boy, because he would love to do nothing but corrupt you. This is Wretched Radio.